So, I did want to do, I don't know, we can do this a little bit later.
What? The End of Drama Awards?
The End of Drama Awards. We can go quickly.
Do y'all want to hear what the... Yeah, share with the people.
It's a little fun thing. So what we've been doing, so the last time we did, and we already recorded the other version. So we did the American, who we would cast an American remake. Mm. So we did that. So we already pre-recorded that one.
I picked everybody black. So y'all know how. Y'all know how I do. Because I don't watch shows with white people on them. Unless it's a British television show. Watching Shakespeare and Hathaway right now.
It's like you have the black actors and I have a mix. Mm-hmm. I have a mix of people. Mm-hmm. And half the time she's just staring at me and I'm like, this person. And she's like, what?
This person was on The Office and another white thing. And I'm like, cool.
Okay. I'm going to pick the fun ones.
Okay, wait. So I'm going to tell y'all what the categories are.
There are a lot of categories.
I think we should do the ones that make... So, Alex was asking, what was your biggest what the fuck moment? WTF moment.
Oh,
it was... Of the whole series.
Of the whole series?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, go first.
So, my biggest WTF moment was finding out Su Min was the reason Ji-won was bullied in high school.
Really?
For me, because it was just, like, the way that she was so... Well, like, it's not manipulative, but also, like, they used to have each other save their phone as my other half. And so they called each other sisters, and they were so loving. And so Su Min spent all this time being like, I don't know why this happened to you. I'm so sorry, and da-da-da-da-da. And so when you find out, like, when she gives her the fake earrings, all that, you gotta watch the show. But I think that was the thing that was, like, shocking to me, where it was just like, oh, you're the catalyst for...
Yeah.
Because before you just been like, oh, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. And then you find out that you're the reason that she's like the cause and the cure for all of the things.
Mm. Interesting. So for me, it was the Chiyok reveal that he came back from the future. The BTS thing. That I was not expecting. That I was like, what the f***? I was literally like, oh my God, and I screamed.
That made sense to me though. Yeah.
Did that make sense to you?
Well, he knew he was doing too much.
No, I just thought he was a stalker.
No, I didn't think that. I mean,
stalking is doing too much.
It's quite frankly doing a lot. This character, I think we talked, so we haven't aired the, so episode 13 is Wednesday, right? We talked about this, but I really find it, I think Chiyok's weird. Like, I like Chiyok, like, yes, Darcy name, but he has caused her so many problems.
Well, because he was trying to help, but he wasn't. See, this is what happens when someone tries to help you but doesn't ask you what you need. Mm. So I've been in a situation where just like, I'm trying to help you. I'm like, but I didn't need all of this help.
Yeah.
So you only caused me a problem.
He's
Okay. Su Min's most unhinged performance.
Oh. Underwater scene. When she tries to
drown. Oh, shit.
She tries to drown Ji-won. She's like literally falling. She's drowning, okay?
So this is a trope of Korean dramas. I think every Korean actor has to be in this tank of water.
Water tank.
At some point in their career. How many dramas have you watched where somebody is falling meters fucking in this, not even feet, meters. We went metric.
Yeah.
And you're just like, we all weigh nothing. Uh-huh. Also, how can you hold your breath for 45 minutes? The scene is so long, you should be brain dead.
So she's falling, right? And then Ji-won goes to save her. And as soon as she reaches her, Sumi's eyes pop up.
And she yanks this bitch.
She's trying to fucking drown.
Mind you, why she in the middle of fake drowning?
She's drowning.
Right. And she goes, you know I can't swim. And then she falls in herself.
It's insane.
And she knows Ji-won's going to come save her. And then she's like, boom. And I'm just like, what is in this water for the eyes to be so open? Nobody can wear a contact.
Yeah. So what was yours?
What was it? My most unhinged
Su Min moment.
The meltdown after her father ran away after failing to kill Ji-won.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
that made me really sad though.
It made me sad for her because I'm just like, he hasn't been there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You thought he was going to come back to you after trying to kill your best friend?
Maybe because she gave him money.
Yeah, but he already has shown. It was very sad.
It was.
But she screamed and flipped out so much. She's like, yeah, my dad is getting in. And I was like, bitch, he been gone.
Yeah.
That's what the one that was the most hinged to me because it was like, not only did it not make sense, it made sense for like the character, but at the whole time, none of it didn't make sense for her to be this upset because it was like, what did you expect? He has, because like when you see her flashback, he hasn't been there. She was calling and calling and calling him when she had no money.
I think we are seeing her in a hyper, like she has reached, she's getting close to rock bottom.
Yes.
You know, so I think it just made her, I mean, she has a lot of Han towards her dad. Like, okay. I mean, the dad was pretty.
Yeah, he was awful. She's like calling, she's like, stop calling me. And she, because there's nothing worse than seeing somebody decline the call.
And it's your dad.
Right.
That's so sad. Anyways.
Okay, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Huh. most inappropriate Chiwan outfit.
Okay, so one of the things that the netizens had comments about was Chiwan's work outfits. It was just all of her outfits. It was just a little bit off, which is kind of true. So she'd be prancing around. There were a couple outfits. There was like a nice white blouse that she would wear at work. But then often other times she would just show up in like going out outfits and you're just like, oh.
It was given very, oh, somebody shops at Rainbow for me. It was like.
You need to explain Rainbow to people.
Thank you.
Yeah,
if you saw me on TV from 2015 to 2018, I was wearing Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Like if you, like Conan said Rainbow every time I was on Conan. So Conan, is, so not Conan. So Rainbow is a store that makes very affordable, fashionable clothing, especially if you're a plus size.
Okay.
Because it, everything's not boxy and weird.
No.
But
like
also.
If Shein had a store.
I think Shein's trying to be Rainbow, honestly. it's like if Shein had a store, but they were only on Martin Luther King Drive. Because, like, in every city. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, because I couldn't find a Rainbow in L.A. And I was like, hold on. Where's the airport? Because that's where black people live. And then I found the airport. And then I was like, oh, where's Martin Luther King? Ah, two Rainbows. Got it.
Yeah.
Because Rainbow
closed. Across the street from each other.
Yeah, Rainbow closed their dressing rooms in COVID and was like, it's COVID. And then you just realize, nah, bitch, this was theft. The average sale in a Rainbow is $37.
Okay.
Unless it's tax refund season. Not Christmas, tax refund.
Okay. So, what was your favorite outfit?
Every outfit she wore on the camping trip. Every single fucking outfit.
What was happening?
Why is she in suede boots in dust?
And everyone else.
She was in a cream sweater dress in suede boots.
That was mine. The all sweater white beige.
Sitting in pure. I'm talking about camping.
Camping. And everyone else. It's a work retreat.
Everyone's in jeans and a t-shirt,
and they're all wearing like you know. Parkas.
She said, I'm going to get these fits off on you, hoes.
I'm going to get these fits off. She said, I'm spending my money now. I'm happy, bitch. I don't got a haircut. You can't tell me anything.
Okay. Most delusional person. This is tough. I thought this was tough.
Hmm.
Most delulu person.
Minwon's mom.
Yes, me too.
Ah! Bitch is nuts. Her son is a psychopath and it's everyone else's fault.
Mother-in-law from hell.
Also, she's an awful human being and it's everyone else's fault.
Hmm.
So that's why I said she was mostly. Yeah. Let's do one more.
You pick.
Best K-drama trope.
Yes. Oh, me, it was Chiwan's makeover for the high school reunion.
Oh.
She came in. She looked lovely.
She had the real authentic earrings on.
She had the real authentic earrings from Hyun, yes.
What is it? What are some typical K-drama tropes?
Mine is product placement. It's amazing I haven't tried Copico yet. Today's the day!
I'm glad I asked. See?
Oh my God! Live.
Live in front of a crowd. There you go.
No! No!
She doesn't like coffee. She doesn't like coffee. She doesn't like coffee.
No! Do you enjoy coffee?
I like coffee. Let me try. Yeah. I'm glad I asked that question.
I feel like they said this is a pick me up. They fucking mean it. I feel like I bit into a coffee maker. Oh my God. But like the grounds of a coffee maker. I am Starbucks. I'm an espresso machine.
Not bad.
It's really good.
Like a coffee bean.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trapped in a tiramisu. Okay, the problem is like it tastes kind of bad and kind of good at the same time. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just confused.
We have them at our house. But I just never, because you like tea. You only drink tea. She only drinks milk tea. I drink coffee, but she's a milk tea person.
My breath smells like middle management.
Okay.
Fucking stressed out substitute.
So other tropes, Alex. There's always there's makeovers, which I talked about.
Okay. There's getting drunk and someone carrying you piggyback.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's always the truck of doom. The white truck of doom. So there's always a truck that comes and hits someone.
Right. And then there's a second lead. Whenever the woman on the show, there's a man she's in love with, but there was always another man who's in love with her. And she's always like, ah. And he's always fine. But she's never like, ah, you know what? I'm really okay.
Uh-huh.
And then he ends up with sometimes he ends up with a lady. Sometimes you just see this man, you just don't get nobody. And she have a friend, and she still don't get with the friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was nice for Unho to get with Heon because it was like, sometimes he's second lead. You like, damn. Because there was some act they call it second lead syndrome, and he just keeps... Because like when you see somebody before somebody becomes a leading man, a lot of times they become second leads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, we're going to put some training wheels on you. Let's see if you can stand up straight in a suit. And if you can, then make him a first lead.
And then you said the water thing too, right?
And then the water, so much
It's always like a wrist grab. So men are always grabbing women by the wrists, just like it's not great. I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the show.
Get over here, bitch.
Not
that.
That's what Min Wan does it. There's always the one where the leads always have known each other in the past.
Okay.
So when you see them start to fall in love, actually met in college, but she didn't recognize him because her glasses broke.
Not she Velma from Scooby Doo.
Right. It's the love of my life, but he's blurry. So she walked around in a failed microscope. And so, because there was one show, a Samdari, and they met each other. Welcome to Samdari. The leads on the show, it's a great show, but their moms were best friends. Uh-huh. And so they met when they were in the womb. Unlike some Jesus John the Baptist situation. And so they're standing up meeting each other, and then they have like the same birthday or some shit like that too. Mm-hmm. Something goofy like that.
Yeah.
It was named after the singer.
Water throwing. Someone like a mother-in-law gets angry, gives you money, and throws water in your face.
Oh yeah. She's like, you won't marry my son, and tries to slide you.
That's very soap opera.
Bro, I would love for some lady to not want me to marry her son.